Our reading will be taken from Genesis chapter 9, starting at verse number 8. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, 'As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. Establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.' God said, 'This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth.' God said to Noah, 'This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth.'" Amen.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by both hands, look your neighbor square in the eye. Look your neighbor square in the eye as you grab them by both hands. And say, neighbor, can you see the sign? Neighbor, can you see the sign? Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled this sermon, "Can You See the Signs?" S-I-G-N. Can you see the sign? For those of us who travel in our cars, you know, as whenever we're traveling, and especially when we're going someplace we haven't been before, we always read the signs. And if you're traveling from one state to the other, you immediately see the sign that tells you welcome to what state you're going to. And as you're driving on the road and you see the city you're going to, it'll be up on a sign. And you'll get off on that exit. And when you get off on that exit, you follow the street's signs in order to get you to where you want to go. And as you draw closer to a street you want to go to, you might see a sign that says road closed, detour. And in order to get around that, you have to follow the... You see, what we have to see and recognize is that signs are two things. It's an indicator to let us know where we are and an indicator to let us know where we are going. You see, as you know, we've been doing a series of sermons on Noah. When we initially started talking about Noah, we talked about how God is calling you to make a difference. And, you know, and then we also understood that we are, since God is calling us to make a difference, we are in a good place. And since I am in a good place, I know that I'm at peace. Now, what we're finding ourselves at now in chapter number 9, because last week we saw that Noah was wondering when the rain would end. And once he saw the rain end, God told him to build the ark. God told him how long it would rain. God kept him safe and told him how to bring the animals on. But the one thing God didn't tell him, how long he would be on that ark. And we see that based on the readings, he was on that ark 150 days. And when he got off the ark, because the waters had now receded, Deacon Booth, and when he got off, this is at the end of chapter number 8, he got off, he built an altar, and as he built the altar, he sacrificed the animal, thanking and praising God for the safety he kept him in the midst of everything that had happened. You see, because when Noah got on the ark, I want you to know when God sealed him up, when he got off the ark, don't you know all the old stuff that was there, it was now gone. And when he got off the ark, don't you know everything was like new? Because everything, the world which he knew when he got on the ark was a different world when he got off the ark. And what he was doing was thanking and praising God for keeping himself and his family safe. And then all the animals got let off. But I want you to know that when you start worshiping and thanking and praising God for what he has done, don't you know, Brother JB, there's always the enemy right there trying to pull up the negative in the midst of the positive. You see, I want you to understand, even as you're here in church right now, you're going to thank and you've been praising God. But don't you know the enemy every now and then is trying to remind you of the stuff that was going on in your house before you left this morning. Don't you know the enemy will do whatever he can to distract you from giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We are here because we know we made it this far, because if it had not been for the Lord, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You see, and that's what Noah came to realize. He would have never made it off that ark. He would have never got on that ark if God hadn't blessed him. But now that he gotten off the ark, Deacon Elwood, and he gave the offering to God, I can hear the enemy saying, "You don't have no ark no more. What you gonna do when it rains? Where you gonna hide? How do you know it ain't gonna flood again?" Could you imagine the stuff that's going through his mind as he's looking and seeing everything that he once knew ain't there no more? Them roads, the houses, the people, the gardens, nothing was the same. I don't know how far God floated the ark from where he got on it. I don't know where he is. I'm not sure if he even knows. But what he does know is that he is still here. Isn't that like you in your life? Some folks didn't know you'd still be here, but they didn't realize that you got on the ark of safety called Jesus. And since you went with Jesus, you let him be the pilot of your life. And when he moved you to another place, you looked at all that was around you. It wasn't nothing the same. Everything was different. Why? Because the Lord had blessed you. Oh, but then the thoughts came. God said, "You know what? I can't let this man sit here and be worried about all this stuff." Deacon Clark, he was just saying, "No, now let me help him and his family out, because I can even see his sons coming up to him, talking about, 'Daddy, what's gonna happen next time it rains? We don't have no ark no more.'" You see, but I want you to understand something. You don't have the ark, but look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I still got God." Are you working with me? You see, the ark was just for a moment, but God is for a... Oh, somebody going to work with me? You see, God put some stuff there for us to get us through certain things, but it was God that put the stuff there for us to get through certain things. And when we start continue to move forward, that stuff might be gone, but God is. Are you working with me? So what God was letting him know, "Bro, let me help you understand something. I'm about to make a covenant with you and all your family and all the creatures that got off that ark. And what I want you to understand is that the covenant I'm about to make is to let you know I will never again flood the earth because of the rain. A flood will not destroy the earth again. And I want you to understand that I ain't going to just tell you this. But so did you know that what I told you is true. The next time you start to see some dark clouds in the sky, the next time you see the rain falling on your head, Brother Walter, you're going to realize that when you look up to see where the rain is coming from, over on the left or the right, I don't know which one it's going to be, but you're going to look up and you're going to see a bow in the sky. And we now call it a rainbow to let you know that the rain ain't going to always be there. That this too shall pass. Deacon Alethea, what God was letting Noah know. You ain't got no reason to worry about nothing else. You don't have no reason to be concerned about any floods any longer. In essence, by God sending the bow in the sky, God is letting him know, Reverend Rhodes, I got you. No matter what goes on, bro, I got you. I don't know about you, but have you ever went out and saw some dark clouds? It was pouring down, raining on one side, but then you looked on the other side and you saw a rainbow. Anybody ever seen that but me? God is just letting you know, I know the storm is coming, but the storm ain't gonna last but a little while. That storm is not going to overtake you. It might get you wet for a little while, but it's gonna come to a pass. Because I sent the rainbow in the sky to let you know that I have established a covenant, which is a promise that God makes. Some folk hear that word promise and we say, oh, no. Because I know everybody in here that had some broken promises. Everybody in here that made a promise that you just couldn't keep. Can we be real this morning? It wasn't that we didn't want to keep the promise. But sometimes some things just happen that we just can't control. You know, and because of that, we've had to deal with broken promises. But the broken promises we have problems with is when folk tell you, no, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going to take care of this. I promise. They was lying before they even said it. Come on now, can we be real this morning? Some of us have been on both sides of those. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But when it comes to God, when God makes a promise, I want you to know God will always back up his promise. And then by God sending the rainbow in the sky, he's letting you know that that's God's seal of approval. That's God's seal to let you know, I said what I'm going to do, and I want you to know you can see it whenever you look up in the sky. And don't you know that promise that God made to Noah over 3,000 years ago? Don't you know that that same promise still holds true for us today? We can still see rainbows in the sky to let us know that the rain ain't gonna last forever, that this too shall pass. And I want you to understand that that is a sign. Can you see it? It's a sign that God has let us know that the storm will not destroy us. It's going to come, but it's also going to go. But Deacon Booth, I want you to know that God has also given us as his children a sign. We all fall under the sign of the rainbow, and we can see the sign. But there's something else about our lives that we got to know, is that all of us in our lives had been broken by sin. Sister Jennifer, sin broke us. It broke us. And the enemy was using the sin to break us. And the enemy felt that once he breaks us, that it ain't going to be long before he destroys us. Because Jesus tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and. But I've come that they might have and have life more abundantly. So you got to understand that all of us have been broken by sin. And the enemy's final job was to destroy us. But I thank God that in the midst of our brokenness, when we were at the point we thought we couldn't go on any longer, something on the inside of us had us lift up our heads and call on the name of Jesus. And when we called on the Lord, we said, Lord, help us. Save us. Forgive me of my sins. And don't you know what the Lord did, y'all? He met us right where we were. And he took us from a nothing to a something. He took us while we were broken into who knows how many pieces. And he put us back together again. And once he put us back together, he let us know that all you got to do is look and you can see the sun. You see, because there was a time in our lives that we were so messed up. Mother Austin, we ain't know which way was up. We were so turned around, we got left and right all confused. But when we gave our lives to Jesus, that's when he made the difference in our lives. And isn't that why we're in church right now? Because the Lord made a way out of no way. When other folk looked at us and said, we ain't gonna ever amount to a hill of beans, didn't the Lord do a great thing with us? When others looked at us and said, you're sorry and you always gonna be sorry, but didn't the Lord step in right on time? You see, my brothers and my sisters, can you see the sign of what the Lord has done with you? Can you see the sign of how he took you from a nothing and made something out of you? Can you see the sign? When you ain't have two nickels to rub together and look at where you are, can you see the sign? Do you see the sign that says grace? Do you see the sign that says mercy? And when you travel on those streets, you come to realize that I might make some mistakes along the way, but I can still see the signs on my life. I know it's nobody but the Lord who's brought me this far. I know it's nobody but the Lord who's going to take me all the way. And in order for me to get there, I got to see the. Check this out. I want you to understand something. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, rub your eyes. See clearly. You know why that's important? Because can we have a real moment right now? You're saved. You're filled with God's Holy Spirit. You've been anointed. You've been appointed. But I want you to understand something. That just because you are where you are, that don't mean that you are above tripping. And I want you to know that you might go along. And I want you to know that you feel that I'm okay. But every now and then I want you to know the enemy will put a little rope out there that you ain't paid a little attention to. So you thought you were stepping over it, but the enemy raised it up just a little bit higher. So when you went to step over it, your foot got caught in it. And next thing you know, boom, you done hit the ground. And now that you done hit the ground, sin says, yeah, I got him. Come on, I'm going to hold on to him. Come on over here and get him, enemy. But you got to look and remember that, no, the Lord brought me too far. He has not given up on me now. I might have failed just now, but guess what? I'm going to confess my sins. because he is faithful and just and will forgive us of all unrighteousness. And when I do that, I put the mirror up in front of my face and I can see the signs, because I know I'm not what I used to be. The Lord brought me a mighty long way. I used to slip and I used to dip, but the Lord has made my steps sturdy. I used to cuss, I used to fuss, but the Lord done changed my tongue. I used to hate, I used to be mad, but the Lord done cleared my heart. My brothers and my sisters, do you know how far the Lord has brought you? All you got to do is see the signs in your life of what God has done for you. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who are willing to see the signs of what God has done for you? Where God has brought you from? How the Lord has changed you? Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Are you ready to look at the signs? Will you see them clearly? Will you continue to look to the one who brought you this far? And he will take you all the way. And his name is Jesus. Can you see the sign? Because when you can see the signs, you come to realize, when I look at this gold cross up here, the song calls it a rugged cross, and it was made of wood. But when I look at the cross, you know what? I get excited. You know why I get excited? Because when I look at a cross, I'm reminded that Jesus was nailed to a cross, similar to that. And when they nailed his hands and his feet to the cross, they nailed my sins to that same cross. So that which was supposed to take me out got taken out with Jesus. And now that I know who he is, now that I know where he brought me from, now that I know how he has turned my life around, now that I know how he took me from a nothing to a something, whenever I see that cross, I can't help but get excited. Because he ain't hanging on it no more. He's at the right hand of the Father. Because he went to the tomb dead. But he got up early on Sunday morning with all power in his hands to let you and I know that death, hell, and the grave can't keep us down. We have in us resurrection power. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you ready to live? You see, I want you to understand, if you are ready to live, that means you can see the signs. You are no longer toe up from the flow up. You ain't just getting by. I'm living for Jesus. He brought me this far. He gonna take me all the way. I'm gonna do the impossible. I am a difference maker. I'm gonna make it happen, because I serve a God who's done great things for me. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Anybody serve this same great God? Has he done great things for you? Has he brought you a mighty long way? Can you see the signs? Can you see the evidence of what God has done for you? Somebody ought to praise him right now. Somebody ought to thank him right now. Oh, what a mighty God. I can see the signs. Don't you know, I'm going to get ready to shut it down. Don't you know, prior to Jesus, we all had a sign on us. You know what that sign said? On that way to hell. Do you know that? All of us in here who are now saved and didn't know Jesus had a sign that said itinerary hell. I'm going to let that sink in. I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just telling you what your itinerary said. Now, for those who don't know what an itinerary is, you see, whenever you are traveling, and you are traveling by boat, cruise ships preferably, airplanes, they give you an itinerary letting you know when your flight is leaving. And it lets you know where your final destination is going to be. And I want you to understand that's called the itinerary. And then some folk have sophisticated itineraries because you have your flight information and you have your hotel stay and you know when your return flight is and where you're picking up your rental car and all this information. That's called a complete itinerary. Because when I did a lot of business travel, I would always say where I needed to go and I would gather the information and then I would receive my itinerary with my airplane tickets and my hotel stay and also my rental car and all that. That's just telling you that everything is already in place. So if you don't know Jesus, everything is already in place for you to go to hell. And you know what? I was getting there real quick, fast, and in a hurry, Lionel. I was getting there real quick, fast, and in a hurry because of the way I was living my life. Didn't want to go to church, didn't want to deal with God because my mother died when I was 14. Ain't want nothing to do with the church, ain't want nothing to do with God, didn't want to hear about none of that stuff. And I want you to know the enemy was over there, and he and his sidekicks were giving each other a high five. You know what? We got one for sure right here. We sure enough got one. But I want you to understand something. God changed my itinerary. He gave me the opportunity, but when I took the opportunity, now my itinerary is changed. So that's telling you in here, I don't care how toe up your life is. I don't care that folk told you, you're so messed up, God can't do nothing with you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, that's a lie straight from hell. I want you to know that no life is too messed up for the Lord to step in and change. No life is too toe up that Jesus can't change it. All you got to do is look at the signs. The signs say you can go on a detour. The detour from hell to heaven. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, did you change your sign? Oh, I feel like preaching right now, but I'm going to stop. Oh, I feel like preaching a little bit longer, but I'm going to stop. Because I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I changed my sign. And there's a lot of folk in here who changed their sign. Because my sign had on an itinerary straight for hell. And behind it, it was like, peace. I know I got this one for show. But you know what Jesus said? And you know why? Because Sister Rose, somebody was praying for this big head boy. Somebody was lifting this big head dude up. Don't you know we are where we are because somebody prayed for us. We didn't get where we are all by ourselves. It was Jesus who paid the price. And once he paid the price, some folk realized and saw how messed up we were. So you know what they did? They prayed for us, Dennis. They did for us what we weren't doing for ourselves. Because you know why they did it? Because they could see the signs. Because they know what the Lord did for them. And if he did it for them, he can sure enough do it for you. So I'm thankful that somebody prayed for me. Have you been praying for somebody? Have you been lifting somebody up? And if you have, you, because you know you have seen the signs of what the Lord can do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Isn't our God good? Somebody ought to put their head back and say, hallelujah.